Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
So welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. And we're here with our next guest, Betty Eberhart, who is the Assistant Vice President of United Way. We're going to get right into that. We just finished up with the Caregiver Support Initiative at Parker Jewish Institute for Healthcare and Rehabilitation. And that was very important segment because they're helping to give caregivers a break, helping caregivers in respite with respite care, and they need volunteers. And that's how that program and how it's so successful is that they get people to volunteer and allow the caregiver some 4 to 6 hours a week of just being able to live their life, have a meal, go to a movie, see a friend. So we'll provide more information later on in the show. But right now we have Betty Eberhart. And Betty, you're here today to talk about Project Warmth. But before we get into that, could you give us a little, just a little history on United Way? Because they do so many things, and more specifically about the Long Island operation.
So United Way's mission has always been to provide a broad base of safety net services in the community to make sure that there are agencies ready and available to help in a wide variety of service needs. So we fund organizations to do that work in the community. We cover Nassau and Suffolk counties with our United Way. We also provide a number of direct services out of United Way, such as Project Warmth. We also have job training for veterans and for at-risk youth. We run our 211 information and referral project for a call center and database services. We have a scholarship program for high school students. So there are things that we do that are direct to clients and also work on initiatives in the community to move social services to the next level.
Right. So with the United Way and 211, so, you know, of course the town, Project Independence is, of course, the senior initiative, Aging in Place, and 311 is very important to the town. So when you call 311 with the town, of course, you can access any service within the town and information and get connected to Project Independence and the services. So how does 211 work via United Way?
So 211 is another of what we call the N numbers. They're very precious. There's only 9 of them. 211 is designated nationally to provide comprehensive information and referral on health and human services. 311 is more focused on a jurisdictional component of services, so for you being the town of North Hempstead, and also for municipal services, so people can call about things like streetlights and potholes and things like that to a 311. While we do get those calls at 211, certainly, and, you know, would refer those callers to their local municipality, we are primarily focused on health and human service. Our highest kind of need call has traditionally been in the basic needs area, so that's emergency financial assistance. Mm-hmm. Heating assistance is a big one for us, and food assistance, emergency food, emergency shelter, those always track as one of the highest calls we get. But our database has more than 10,000 programs and services included in it. So the call specialists, and we are open 24/7 now, can direct people to any number of resources that are in our database.
So 211, because within the town, of course, like you explained, that it is municipality boundaries. If you dial 311 from a home phone, you get our 311 call center. But if you're outside the range or you're on your cell phone, you have to dial 869-6311. How does that work from the standpoint of someone calling 211 from a cell phone or their home?
So anyone can call 211 from their home phone or their cell phone, and Their number is pointed to 211, so it will answer. The only difficulty is if their cell phone bounces off a tower in Queens, and they might bounce to the New York City component.
Get that too, yes.
Or if they're calling from an office where you have to dial 9 first to get out.
Right, okay.
211, N numbers don't work that way, you know, you can't get through. So we also have a backup number, which is 1-888-774-7633.
Okay.
And that would be for anybody who can't get through just dialing the 211.
And it's multilingual? So you...
We are always have Spanish-speaking call specialists at the center, and we use a translation service that can translate in up to 200 languages. So they can do a three-way conversation if someone calls from either non-English or non-Spanish.
Right. Where in is your call center located?
So we actually contract for our call center operations to the United Way that covers the Hudson Valley area. Okay. So it's actually located in Westchester. We work very closely with them. In fact, on Monday, we're having another conference call with them, so we are continually in touch. We also contract for our database services through the Middle Country Public Library, so they manage the database component. It's really for efficiencies. The Hudson Valley 211 covers not only Long Island, but the entire Albany area and up into the Adirondacks. So they basically cover from their call center the entire eastern half of New York State.
Right.
Every county in New York State is covered by a 211, and there's 211s in 96% of the nation, so that if you're calling for resources for a loved one outside of our Nassau-Suffolk area, the call center can also connect to the 211 that serves that community.
And you said you have 10,000 resources right at your fingertips that you can help to guide the caller. So, you know, that's really great. People really need to know about that. I think we know about it, you know, but we're in the business. And when I tell people about 211 or even 311 in the town, you know, they're just look at like it's foreign. They don't know. But I think it's becoming more, you know, these call centers and call options are really, you know, kind of coming out there. So this 211 is just so important and so significant, especially for the types of services.
Right. And the value of United Way managing the 211 is to make sure that the data is as current as we possibly can get it, as accurate as it can be. You can search on the internet and find the right service or the wrong service.
Right.
When you're calling when you're calling 211, you're getting the best service that's available in your community.
Right.
And you're given options as well. So we have guidelines and standards that our call specialists follow. They are certified by a National Association of Call Specialists and Referral Specialists. So there is certification. They take tests. We pass accreditation for, you know, the standards that we use to operate our system. And, you know, updating is one of those guidelines.
Right.
And the kinds of information that we collect on each organization to be as comprehensive and in-depth as possible, to be able to provide eligibility guidelines, hours of operation, are they near a transportation hub? All that kind of information is collected in our database. And our database is online and available, too, at 211longisland.org. So if you like to do research on your own, you can go on our website and search the database by using keywords. We have specialty databases for veterans, for disabilities, and 11 different guided search topics that are right on our website to get you along your way faster.
And it sounds, you know, it's something you can trust, something that's safe, like you were saying, Betty, you know, going on the internet to look for, you know, kind of human service support is frightening and, you know, complicated for, you know, a person who's not a senior, somebody who's not in need, let alone somebody who's a little bit older and trying to figure out when you can, you know, call 211. I mean, you can also call 311 too if you're within the town of North Hempstead. But, you know, if you're not, you know, and with all the resources that you have. So for our senior listeners, you know, it really is a safer way to go and a good start too. I mean, you know, just to call 211 to see what kinds of resources are out there.
Sure, and the call specialists, they really want to help you.
Yeah.
They want to help you find the right service to meet your needs.
You find sometimes when you search the internet for things, you come up with some really sort of off the wall things which are not to be trusted. So obviously the United Way is a household word. Everybody knows about
right.
the United Way.
We hope.
Yes, it's true. You also work with a lot of organizations, other nonprofits like the Boys and Girls Club, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. How do you interact with them?
So United Way has a group of just over 100 organizations that we fund, and they provide services in three basic categories: health services, education and training, and income support. So those are the main focuses that United Way looks to support in the community. We also have partnerships with agencies on particular projects that we might run. Those could be contracts that we've received. We have a large job training center in Deer Park where we train veterans and the at-risk youth. We will sometimes work with the Department of Labor to train unemployed people on social services to get them out into the job market because we have this, you know, state-of-the-art facility. And agencies may partner with us as part of those contracts to do wraparound services. So if we're working with training veterans, we have a set of four or five veteran-focused organizations that work with us.
Right.
To provide case management and financial assistance and counseling to the veterans who are in our job training program. So they get a comprehensive assistance through through the project. And we will do similar things. Sometimes it's a large group of agencies. In our Project Warmth program, we work with 15 partner agencies and many more out in the community as well.
So this is all fascinating, and of course 15 minutes have flown by already, so we're at the end of our first segment with Betty Eberhardt, who was the Assistant Vice President of United Way. And we're so happy to have you here. When we come back, we definitely want to talk about Project Warmth, and it's the perfect timing for that. So we'll be right back in a few moments. Project Independence and you.